I've heard the term before, but I couldn't tell you exactly what it means in relation to cornbread. I think it does deal with cornbread.
The general product. Well, if you were having fried fish, you might mix some cornmeal with some stuff and put onions or bell pepper, something like that in it. Hmm. And deep fry, what would you make?
Hush puppies.
Is there anything else you make like that? Would you ever put something in with your turnip greens, maybe? Some cornmeal made into balls, or put in cloth and made in balls and put in cloth and boil with your turnip greens?
I'm not familiar with it.
Well, have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Vaguely.
Do you know what it is?
I would assume it would be something in association with what you're talking about cooking the turnip greens with.
Well, have you ever had any kind of cornbread that you make soft, maybe with milk and eggs, and you dish out on your plate like potatoes or something?
No.
Well, now, if you make bread at home, is one thing. You can say there's a lot of difference in homemade bread and
store bought.
All right, And what's the kind of bread that, well, I don't know if you call it bread or not, it has a hole in the center, it's about this big, that you fry it in deep fat. It has a hole in the center.
I don't think I'm familiar with that.
Well, what does Krispy Kreme make?
Haven't heard the term before.
All right, and well, have you ever heard of a donut?
Yeah.
Now, what's a donut?
Well, this is some type of dough that's fried, similar to what you're talking about.
Well, do you know how to make that?
No, I don't.
Would you ever make anything like that without the hole in the middle?
Well, I've seen solid donuts without the hole, and that would be about the only thing.
But you still call them donuts?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen something like that that doesn't have a hole and has three little strips across the top of it?
I don't believe so.
Well, what's the stuff that you might eat for breakfast? You mix up a batter and you fry them three or four at a time in a fryer?
Pancakes.
And, now, would those be made with wheat flour?
Quite possibly.
Well, if you bought flour at the store, how would you buy it?
Normally, I guess you'd say a sack of flour, although today they make it in boxes, in small boxes, you know, 1 pound up through 5 pounds, I think. Then when you get larger quantities, I guess it's still in a sack.
Well, in making these different kinds of bread, I guess you'd use a lot of eggs. So, what would the parts of an egg be? What's the middle part called?
Well, the inner part of it is the yolk.
And what color is that?
Yellow.
And then outside of the yolk is the?
White.
And then what's it all in?
A shell.
And if you cook those things, by just dropping them in boiling water, what would you make?
A boiled egg.
Or you can make two?
Boiled eggs.
And what about if you broke them open out of the shell and just dropped them raw into water, boiling water?